Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
It's a
hard Knicks life. Randle against Gafford. 2 seconds. The step back for the win. Got it! Julius Randle knocks it down, and the Knicks win it over Washington.
What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper, who's got to be excited about that Julius Randle game-winning shot. The greatest moment in Knicks preseason history. Maybe Knicks history.
Maybe Knicks history.
Well, I don't know about that. Good day to you as well, Craig. Super excited. Super excited.
That was you super excited, Blandy?
Sure.
Were you excited after that or no?
I mean, it's a preseason game. I mean, it's great.
Did you watch
it's a
that
great
night?
Moment.
What? Did you see it that night?
Yeah, it's a great moment.
It's a great moment.
It's a preseason game.
Was he the most boring person to watch a game next to at the Garden, Barry?
No, he's into it at the Garden.
Is he into it?
Yeah. I think he was into it. But I was so hyped during that game. It was around 10 o'clock at night when he hit that basket. And I jumped up and I was yelling so loud. Fortunately, my family was awake, but... Man, I was pumped up. I don't preseason or not. I mean, that was fucking exciting down the stretch. Come on. And it felt like it had a lot riding on it. Just the fact that they battled back. I don't care preseason or not.
All right, we're going to get to all of it. So let's hold a little back, Barry.
Mm. Hold a little back, Barry.
I got plenty more, Craig. There's plenty to go around.
Okay, good. It's like all there is to talk about. Wherever you listen to the show, remember to leave us a 5-star rating and or a positive review. And please... subscribe to the one podcast that is so irresistible that even though you know you should not be listening to it anywhere even close to your wife or kids, you fucking do it anyway.
Hey, let me tell you something real quick. You know, I've been listening to you guys for a few years. Y'all hilarious. But, you know, one morning, I would say it was 2 mornings ago. It was Thursday morning. You know, I'm with my wife, my son, about to grab a bite to eat, you know. Figured, let me not bore them to death. Let me put on... a Knicks podcast as a little human. You know, that's why I go to you guys. So, we're on a car ride, you know, hoping, you know, hey, maybe my girl, she would like this, you know, maybe she'll get a good laugh. Well, yeah, going on the car ride, talking about taking a fucking shit. Not only that, you went on for like 5-10 minutes about that. And let me remind you, we're about to get breakfast. I don't know why I continue to listen, but... let's just say my wife, she isn't the biggest fan of you guys now. So you guys are going to be exclusively in my headphones. You never know what you guys. Either way, keep it up. Peace.
I guess it's the one podcast that'll fucking ruin your breakfast and your kids and your wife's.
I feel like we have a second chance with her, though, because, I mean, he's got to play this one for her because he's on the podcast. He's probably going to have her listen at least to his call. So now we got a chance with her. I think we've got her right now. So let's take
advantage. So let's tell, should I tell that diarrhea story I was telling you guys about earlier?
I think we should stay away from that then.
Barry just got very upset. And Jay, let's just fucking get this over with, all right?
Okay.
Because you guys are pretty annoying about it. So play the veterans clip.
The what?
Veterans clip. However the fuck you say it, Jay.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't have a veterans clip?
I don't have anything that says veterans from you.
Oh, fuck. No, I have to send it to you now.
You don't have to play that.
Oh, no, we're talking about it. Oh, we're doing it right now.
You're going to hype it up too much, Craig.
There you go.
Well, now I'm not going to play it, so.
You have to play it.
Why?
Because I said so.
Veterans?
The veterans.
What about the rookies?
Veterans?
No, the rookies and the veterans.
What?
I don't know what Jay's getting at, but I feel like he's about to play a clip here.
No, I'm not. I just, trying to set us up. Do you think there's any potential all-stars on this team?
Oh, is that Major League? Remember? That's a Major League reference? Oh my God, that's so like...
The veterans and the rookies? Sorry, Craig, it's a me and Barry thing.
That's such a...
There's two or three potential all-stars on this team.
That is a good impression. I'll give you that.
Thanks.
All right, Jay, you happy? Barry, you happy? You got it in the show.
I mean, when you play it as a standalone like that, Craig, it's you know,
it's gonna fall flat.
There wasn't much leading into it either.
It's gonna fall flat. It's gonna fall flat.
That's all you guys have to say? You're not happy? You were texting me all weekend about how devastated you were about it not getting in the show. Jay texting me, did you guys hear the Major League impersonation I did in the show? I didn't hear it. Did it get cut out? And then Barry criticizing me, telling me I think I represent all Knicks fans, so I take things out that I don't get. SMH, he wrote.
Craig, I think you do a great job.
Faster than I thought. There's two or three potential all-stars in there.
Oh, let's compare the original and Jay's. On a scale of 1 to 10, Barry, for that Major League segment, what do you give it?
Oh, that's not fair.
Listen, in the moment it worked for me and Barry. It didn't work for you. So you cut it out. It's okay. It is what it is.
Did it work for you in the moment of listening to it again?
Well, it's completely out of context now. It's not the same thing. You know what? I like it better when we talk about going to the bathroom. You know what? Let's do that. Let's get back to that.
All right, guys. BetOnline.ag is better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season.
And I'm excited, Craig, because basketball season is about to start. My betting begins again.
I forgot that you bet, actually. It's been so long.
Well, I've been waiting for the season to roll around.
Where was I? Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV50, BELIEVE50, to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So let's get back to it. The greatest preseason comeback and Knicks win of any kind of all time.
Gotta be.
I believe. It's gotta be. It's their best win, right? Of all time.
What?
Or just the best preseason win?
Yeah. Let's end it at preseason, Craig.
How? tell me, when's the last fucking time you saw us hit a game-winning shot like that?
I was waiting for Julius to hit a game-winning shot all of last year. It never happened, Craig. Never
and then
happened.
He missed every single one.
When I was watching the game, first of all, that comeback, we'll talk about the comeback. Let's just talk about Julius Randle. The comeback was amazing.
It was amazing.
But when Julius Randle was coming up with the ball for that final moment, I just started recording with my phone live because I was like, you know, maybe I'm superstitious. I was like, maybe if I'm recording, we'll hit it.
Recording every time television with your cell phone.
That's how I get those clips. Yeah. For Twitter.
It is.
I was recording it live because I was like, maybe he'll hit it because I'm recording it. But dude, the way he was so loose. You thought like last year he was so stiff in those moments. Such a different Julius, right? Going between the legs. He even lost his handle for a moment. Didn't collapse. Got it back. and then Julius, took that shot, which was fucking flawless.
Well, you know what it is? Julius practices that shot before every single game. From that spot, he dribbles back and forth through the leg. He has Kenny Payne leaning against him as he steps back and takes that shot over and over and over before every pregame. I watched him do it last week.
So is that his? That is his shot for the end of the game, loves no matter that spot. What?
We know how much he loves a spot from the baseline corner, but that's when he's under pressure. When he can choose and pick his spot, that's his spot.
That felt so good, guys.
Oh, man, did it.
Jay?
Did it ever to cap off that
this
comeback.
This feels so good. This feels so good, man.
Wow. And did you notice Julius had, like, no reaction?
Yep. Because he's
a superstar,
Craig.
The team was jumping all over him, and he was
he's
like...
He's turning into a superstar, Craig, in front of our eyes.
I mean, that's what that no reaction like. Did, or the whole thing?
The whole thing, going into the no reaction. So confident. And that's after they come back, and then who was it? Yeah. Kispert hits that three to tie it up, and then they still come out of the timeout and fucking do that shit.
Sure. He missed those two free throws, which someone on Twitter couldn't resist criticizing him to me for. Mm. I don't know if you saw that. And then he hit that game-winning shot. No reaction. The team's jumping all over him. He didn't react as if to say, I'm going to do this shit a lot more often. I'm not getting too excited about this. Plus, it's preseason. Right. So maybe that was a little bit of a tip. Right. And Blandy, what was your reaction live? Jumping on the couch? Were your eyes open? What was going on?
Doing
Major
on
League
couch.
Impersonations after the win? Doing impersonations after the win? What was it?
Yeah, there's a scene in Major League. It actually parallels what happened in the game just perfectly. What was I doing? I mean, it was a great shot. Again, it's a preseason game, so I mean, it's
dude,
cool.
I was yelling when they were getting steals and blocks and running down the court and hitting threes at the other end. Every single possession was looking off the chain.
It's a preseason game. They were down by 19.
I get it. It's a preseason game against the Washington Wizards. Okay,
I don't care. Look, I don't care that Montrez was out of the game at that point. I don't care that Dinwiddie was out of the game. I don't care that Beal had been out for a while. I don't care who was on the court.
Listen, opening
the fact
night,
that they put that run together,
opening
they still
night,
had to come up with the ball. They still had to hit those shots.
Dude, that was incredible. How could you think of it as only a preseason game?
Because that's the all
Garden,
that it is. It's just a preseason
the
game.
They were 3-0. They were about to get their first loss of the preseason.
They were playing horribly
the whole game, and then they turned it up like a fucking superstar, like a super team, who just didn't have to try for three quarters, and then finally turned it on, and somehow pulled it off. They had when Quentin Grimes, Obi, and D. Rose were in there, along with Julius. RJ.
And we've seen Thibodeau do this. He runs with the group that's hot, which is why I love it. He's not so regimented where he's going to fall back on something else. He rides the guys that's hot. And you got to love that about Tibbs. And you got to love what Quentin Grimes showed you again.
Oh, his defense was so good. And then he had a couple clutch three-pointers. He just plays so smart.
And loose. I mean, the Garden was so loud. When he came up with that three-point shot, you know, it must have been under 2 minutes left in that game. The crowd fucking went nuts. I mean, that's ice in his veins, too, this guy.
Yeah, him, D. Rose, and Obi, who obviously were a huge part of that comeback. Quentin
Obi
was plus
terrific.
16. Obi was plus 18. Obi had 9 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 3 blocks, and a steal.
He seemed to be, wherever he needed to be, he seemed to be there that game. And that R.J. Barrett missed, and he had that putback.
Oh, threw it down.
Oh, my goodness. The alley-oops thrown to him during that game.
So good. Derrick Rose, 28 points, 6 assists, no turnovers, plus 20. I mean, an incredible game for him.
Yeah.
And the return of Mitch.
The return of Mitch.
Who played 85 minutes somehow.
He looked like it. He definitely looked
so
like
so much for
did.
Bringing him back slowly. Jesus.
Do you think that was just because Tibbs felt he needed to... Just to get Mitch as many minutes as possible? Or was it because Tibbs knows they're their best team when he's on the floor?
Well, there's that. And there was the foul trouble that Taj was in. I mean, he even fouled out of that game. And I don't think he wanted to put Jericho in there. I mean, he didn't play Jericho since he took him out in the second quarter of the previous game.
He was not happy
with
him.
Reamed him out on the bench.
But as Jay said, it's a preseason game. Not to Tibbs. Not to these guys.
Nope.
All that shit counts.
You love to see it.
Is that the quote that you just couldn't find?
Yeah. It's nowhere.
Didn't he say that somewhere, Barry?
It seemed like he did.
He did. There's no post-game news. There's nothing from him from the post-game from that game.
Julius finished with 21 points, 10 boards. Mitch had 6 points, 9 boards. Like we said, Quentin played great. D. Rose, Obi Toppin. Do you guys think, is there any chance? Because Quentin hasn't had a lot of playing time.
Well, he did in this game because AB was out.
Sure. But Kevin's been playing ahead of him a lot. Can Kevin Knox really get minutes ahead of Quentin Grimes?
He can't. Because although first of all, I mean, there's hardly a sample size for Quentin Grimes, right? Where we have this whole, a few years of Knox. I would still have to put Knox above Quentin from the three-point shooting standpoint. But Grimes can hit the three. And he gives you light years better on defense already that we can see. And what have you seen? So, yeah, I think you have to play Quentin above Knox. Because I don't think the three-point disparity is large enough. And that defensive intensity is just going to overshadow anything that Knox is going to give you.
And even just his energy and his effort is just different than Knox. Knox, to me, stands out on this roster as the one guy that I don't know if you're going to get full effort from him every time he's in. Like you've been hearing all week, Tibbs wants that effort the whole game and wants guys who are busting their ass. Kevin Knox does not do that. Everyone else, I believe, does.
And it's not that he's slow on defense. It's he doesn't know what he needs to do still. There was glaring plays in the last preseason game where he didn't box out his man. You know, he should be putting it together more already at this point, especially when you've been coached by Tibbs for a full season.
I think he's very close to done here.
Well, they didn't pick up his option.
Yeah, whose options did they pick up, Jay?
They picked up Barrett quickly and Toppin, but not Knox.
Now, how would you guys compare that game, which was amazing, to the game you guys got to go to? You got to see a Pistons win right by Tibbs. You guys notice anything going on with Tibbs during the game? Or
he wasn't was happy sitting, with Jericho Sims.
Sitting right it, there.
You know, so again, we had a fucking perfect view right into Tibbs' face. So it's interesting. He's either cursing at them, you fucking guys, fucking this, fucking that. What the fuck are you doing out there? Or he's totally quiet and he's just looking down his clipboard. They're looking at him and he's not saying a word. It's one or the other. It's like there's no in between.
A lot of fucks? It's really
a lot of fucks. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's yelling at them like they are a bunch of bitches on like a high school team.
Wait. Did you get any audio of that? Was it that loud?
I have audio of him. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can.
I don't have the. I don't. There was a better one than what we have.
Yeah, I don't know if you could isolate it, but that's when he wasn't happy with Jericho Sims.
Yeah,
and I mean, listen, the ending of the Washington game obviously was more exciting, but the end of the Piston game was exciting too because they were trailing basically going into the fourth quarter. But leading up to that, the game was just atrocious.
Yeah, the Pistons, I mean, Julius in the third quarter of that game, that's the game he scored 16 points in the third. He was clearly in the zone. He clearly was taking over. The defensive intensity, you could feel it, and you just saw it pick up in that second half. I mean, when this team plays hard and competes, they know what they're capable of, which makes them such a dangerous opponent.
I think Taj was their leading scorer at the half. Like, it was rough to watch. It was difficult. They were not hitting anything.
And going back to Tibbs and how he acts on the bench and he's intimidating. Jay, do you have that clip of Derrick Rose? Barry yes. sent you?
At halftime, right before he walked in, like a few, 10, 15 seconds before he walked in, I was telling the young guys, do not look over to the sideline. Like, if you look at him, it's going to fuck up your game. So do not look at him. Just raise your hand. Everybody know you messed up, you made a mistake, and just keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look over there, it's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're serious, bro. So, like, everybody know you messed up, bro. Just keep playing and just know, like, you got to give that same, like, the effort throughout the entire game. So, when I was younger, I used to look over to the sideline a lot. And you feel his emotions kind of strange, bro. It's kind of strange. But after a while, I just raised my hand and put my head down. And like, but even then, he's a winner. So you can express yourself how you want to. Like, as a man, you could be vocal with him. You could yell, you could do whatever. But right after that, all right, you got to get right back on track to understand, like, the goal is to win the game. And that's something Tibbs, he's great at. He has amnesia. I've seen him go with it with a lot of players and, like, during the game, and I had to mediate that. And, like, it wasn't no hard feelings, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he's great at it. He respected it in a way, you know what I'm saying? You can't be a rook doing that, but he respect, like, older guys expressing themselves and being honest.
I love that part of the clip. My favorite part is the whole amnesia thing and how he lets players have that same intensity back to him. He just lets you do that and express yourself, and then he forgets about it, which, I don't know, I think that's awesome as part of the culture.
Yeah, yeah, and just a great quality of a head coach to have.
Are we going to talk about the food at the game or no?
You want to talk about the food at the game? Yeah, sure. Let's talk about the food at the game.
I think it's weird that you didn't bring it up.
Well, you know, I should have started the whole show off with it, probably.
I'm not saying that, but I mean, if we're going to talk about
the game. Where would you
like
to put it? Oh, wait, I did have it here. I had Julius game winner, Mitch is back, Quentin Grimes. Food at the game that Barry and Jay went to. How was it? What was your favorite thing to eat at that game?
Well, first of all, I mean, the spread was incredible. I mean, there was a lot of food.
Spread was incredible.
Yeah.
Don't Barry you say the same thing some, about crumb cakes? I feel like you said
some
the same thing.
Pepper steak. And pepper I had steak. A pork chop. Some sweet
you're fucking
potatoes.
Eating pork chops at the Knicks game?
Yeah, oh yeah. Not at our seat in the Delta Club. Not at our seat. We ate that beforehand because we were there early. They were
what's
like
sad, what's sad is,
time.
You know, we've seen Jason eat plenty of times in our lives. I can just see you sitting at that fucking table licking your fingers eating the pork chops.
They gave us utensils.
I can picture the whole. I could picture you just getting every little piece of that pork chop.
Listen,
down.
I had a pork chop. Some sweet potatoes.
Nothing, he left nothing on the bone. Right,
some
Barry.
Pepper steak, bunch of pretzels, some popcorn, some ice cream. Even though I wasn't gonna have ice cream, I got some candy.
What kind
and
of candy?
I also had my picture taken with Clyde.
They had bowls I had a picture of candy, of my feet. Like a whole mix.
I had my feet took a picture with Clyde, and then my whole body.
Craig, I felt so bad. He gave me Clyde was standing right behind us talking to some ladies, and I'd got my picture taken with Clyde like last year. So I was like, "Yeah, get your picture taken." So we wait over there. He asks Clyde for a picture. He says, "Sure." He gives me his phone. I take the picture. We go back to the table to keep eating, and Jay looks at his phone. He's like, "Really, Barry? Are you fucking kidding me?"
Oh, and I look, you didn't he shows take me the two phone. Pictures in a row.
No.
Oh,
he left.
I thought
and it was
did.
Just their
oh,
feet.
I didn't know that.
And I felt so bad. It was literally just their feet.
How the
I totally
fuck
fucked
did that,
it up.
How the fuck could that possibly happen?
They're posing. I'm holding the thing. I must have pulled the phone down too fast. I don't know what's up with this fucking phone.
And he left. Luckily,
and
he came
left.
Back in.
And Jay's like, "Don't worry about it." And then we were going to go to our seats. And Jay, of course, is like, "Well, let's see what more food they have over there first." So we walked the other way, and we happened to pass Clyde. And we stopped. I say, "Clyde, the last picture I took you guys, I got your feet." He's like, "What, were you mesmerized by my shoes?" So we took another picture.
Were nice
and we
shoes.
Got the They were nice shoes. And we got another picture. So redeemed myself.
Wow.
I know.
Thank God you redeemed yourself, because if you didn't, between that and Breen.
Even though it was just a picture of our feet, like, you knew it was a picture of me with him. Like, it's not mistakenly him. Suit. It couldn't have been anybody else.
If you had to give up one, getting a picture with Clyde or all the food, what would you give up?
Oh, I'd give up the food.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh, I'm shocked.
I don't believe that. Yeah.
I've been listening to Clyde since I was a kid. I can get
a
pork chop
anywhere. Was he that excited about it, Barry?
Wow, he held it in.
I wasn't excited in the moment.
Did you shake his hand?
I tried. No, it's COVID, dude. I don't want to be doing stuff like that. Food was good, though. It's sushi and lobster there.
I've been watching him since I was a kid. It's just like the greatest moment ever. You shake his hand? No, I'm not fucking doing that during COVID.
Well, I mean, I'm not doing that to him. Like, I'm not gonna. I wasn't even sure if I should take my mask down when I took the picture with him.
You don't
want to
be the
did,
one that ultimately kills Clyde?
Yeah, I don't want to be the one that kills Clyde for sure.
I'll blame you.
Yeah, but would it be cool if you got COVID and you could say, "I got COVID from Clyde"?
Absolutely.
No,
gave
that's
it to
not
me.
Cool. Oh. I don't think that's cool.
Clyde's COVID? Be a whole thing.
But it was
then
a.
You could,
was,
then you could start a Twitter handle.
Clyde's
at
COVID.
Clyde's COVID, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
You know, you gave it to Barry, him. No, you got
Barry was nice enough to take me to the game, and we had a good time. Good time.
So Craig, I took him to this game, right? You know, and the seats are a lot of money.
Yeah. We both know that. You don't have to make anyone, all of us, feel guilty about Barry.
No. So Jay left in the third quarter.
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. I did not leave in the third quarter.
You left in the third quarter?
No. I left the beginning of the fourth quarter.
And when you got your fill with food and Clyde, you left.
I had to make the train.
And then Barry had to watch the rest of the game by him fucking self, by himself?
Apparently there were no more trains running the rest of the entire night, you know?
Not to where I lived, there weren't.
You go, what? You go, there's a fucking trains all over Long Island, Jay.
No, my car was at this train station.
That's why you fucking plan a little
bit. I did plan.
Not well.
Listen, I thought I planned great.
Are you kidding me? Or you take a fucking Uber from some train station to the train where you left your car.
Barry, did I tell you I took a box of popcorn?
How much money did you spend on those fucking tickets?
Enough.
And Jay, we're talking about a $20 Uber ride, probably.
Listen.
You feel no remorse?
Oh, I felt bad, but I had to catch the train.
That's fucking
ridiculous. I'm just busting chops, so it didn't bother me. I'm just busting chops. It didn't bother me, but...
Oh, bullshit.
When I left, Barry...
Bullshit.
I thought I was going to load up on food and take it on the train, but they had closed everything up. The only thing that was left were the boxes of popcorn, so I took a box of popcorn on the train with me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Priorities. Wow.
It's a good time. We had fun. We had a nice time.
You know, when Barry takes me to games, I buy him, like, sweatshirts and shit.
That's right. You did. You took me to the NBA, to the MSG store. Yeah, that's right.
Tall Barry, anything you want. I stayed the whole game. Well, you know, next time, Barry, when it's a debate, you think take all this stuff into consideration.
All right? I'm taking notes.
You made your bed, Jay.
All right.
Who wants to listen to some fucking voicemails? There's like 12 of them from Ralph, so you might as well start playing them.
Are they really? Is that where they're from?
Let's get ready to rumble! Knicks on MSG tonight. See you there.
I believe that was before the... I'm not sure. I think the Wizards game. You're going to hear a little bit of an evolution of, I think, Ralph just watching the game.
It sounded like an audition tape.
This was pre-game, Ralph.
Okay.
I said, go New York, go New York, go New York, go! Go New York, go New York, go New York, go!
All right, that's got to be like they're about to tip off, I guess.
Is this him again?
I don't know.
Close game. Hey, Blandy, I was just wondering what your interest is in Comic-Con. Is it the superheroes or is it Star Trek or movies? What?
Ralph is like, close game. And then he just fucking starts asking about Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. Cool.
You want to just answer them really quick?
Sure. It's the superheroes, Ralph. It's the superheroes.
Fantastic.
All right, next one.
Sims, SIMMS, is getting a lot of playing time tonight. Is he going to get the final roster spot, or who is? That's the question.
You know, I mean, that's already known at this point, but I just feel like I can't not play any Ralph voicemails. So what's the next one?
Welcome back, Mitchell Robinson. Hope we do get this game going, man. Bye.
All right. That's like six voicemails from Ralph in the span of one quarter, maybe.
Oh, how I miss those lobs, man. Good to see it again.
This is fucking insane. No offense to Ralph. It's a lot.
We are in a dogfight. Woof, woof, woof.
You might as well clip that off now, Jay. Yes.
That is a drop right there. Yes.
Can we just play that one more time? It's going to be one of the most famous drops ever.
We are in a dogfight. Woof, woof, woof.
I'm moving it already. It's already, it's out of the voicemail and it's, yeah, I've already moved it to, wow, this feels so good. So, yeah, and thank fuck for that. It's right in there. Ralph, woof, woof, woof. That's a good one.
That is good.
All right. Now, this next one actually seems long, so I'm going to assume it's not him.
Someone else jumped here in between, so a couple of Ralph. Okay. I think we do have Ralph coming back, but...
Yeah, it looks like we
play
do.
This one.
Yo, what's good, my boys, my boys, my boys. It's your boy Brandon from the GA. Well, real quick, I'm no longer in the GA. Oh. I'm actually in Maryland. I wasn't kidding when I said I needed to move out of Georgia. So I guess I'm Brandon from the MD. But listen, hell of a game between the Knicks and the Wizards, man. We were super sloppy. A lot of terrible passes. But let me tell you, man, damn, I am so excited for this season. I am so excited for our boys. Finally got some things going. Julius, literally just a killer shot, killer shot. He said, look, back up. I got this. And he sank the shot, man. Hell of a game, even though it's preseason. Let's go Knicks. Glad to hear from you boys again.
Glad to hear from Brandon.
Yeah, love Brandon from the MD now. Atlanta Hawks fans got to him, obviously.
All right. This just based on the time, looks like it's going to be Ralph again. Is this like a celebratory phone call at the end? Let's see.
I don't think he's barking like a dog, but let's hear what he says.
Next win! Next win! Next win!
All right, I'm keeping that too, by the way.
Hey, boys. It's Brandon. I just wanted to hit you guys up. I was listening to the latest pod, October 12th. Sorry, I'm just now catching up. But listen, Craig, I wanted to get at you for a second, man, that you were saying that RJ is a boring player. And, you know, for not necessarily boring, but, you know, he's going to be a boring player. Can I remind you of a boring player? I mean, Tim Duncan, Mr. Fundamental, super boring to watch. You know, I mean, as fundamental as it gets, but let's face it, he's one of the greats. So, I mean, I can kind of argue with you a little bit. Maybe RJ isn't mastering on one specific thing or two things, but he's really good at a lot of things. I mean, the kid's progressing, clearly.
And even
if he's boring, that's fine. I mean, if he's
efficient, I think Brandon's calling us
mid-listen. Tim Duncan efficient, you're not going to hear anything from me. Anyways, love the pod. I'm in the middle of it right now. I got 20 minutes left, but any thoughts on that, boys? Let me know.
I think he backs up your point perfectly. You love RJ. You think RJ's a great player because he does so many different things well, and you feel like he's a boring player. And just like he said, Tim Duncan, Hall of Famer, one of the greats, was a boring player. So he doesn't...
Boring is all hell.
He's not necessarily disputing what you said.
I don't like the comparison to Tim Duncan.
Me neither. Was boring, because RJ Tim Barrett Duncan, is less boring.
Well, not sure. As a player.
Well, Tim Duncan, he just... everything. Wise. Tim Duncan also, everything came very easy to him. It looked so smooth to Tim Duncan. He was boring because it just looked easy. He wasn't an exciting player. But RJ, everything doesn't look easy.
Well, I don't see, but I don't think he's boring, though. I did say he's not flashy, and I don't think he's flashy, but I don't think he's boring, especially the way he's playing at both ends now. And, you know, he does have the grit. He does show passion when he does something big in a game. So I wouldn't classify him as boring.
Comparatively to some of these other guys that he always gets compared to, he's fucking boring.
Okay.
You know, I enjoy watching him.
Well, yeah, he's in Zion's draft class. He's in Ja Morant's draft class. And yeah, he's always going to be compared to those two
guys.
Right,
people compare Anthony Edwards even the following year for whatever reason. These stars that we were talking about that always jump ahead of him in all these fucking lists, comparatively to them, he's boring. I love watching RJ. I don't think we have that many exciting players on our team, to be honest. I think that's kind of player that Tibbs likes. Like, Quentin Grimes is not an exciting player. I think he's in the similar category to RJ, to be honest.
Obi Toppin's exciting.
Toppin's exciting. Is it just me, or is Emmanuel Quickly kind of very much underperformed this preseason? He hasn't been that much of a...
standout?
At all. Has he stood out at all amongst all these players?
No.
Is he just holding it back a little during preseason? Or is he affected by the whole change in the way they're calling fouls? He isn't doing as much as all the other guys.
They also don't need him to do what he did last year, though, you know? I mean, with Kemba and Fournier, they've got a little bit more scoring punch than they... You know, last year they needed him to do that. There wasn't much going on.
And again, I mean, that first half of the season last year, he wasn't playing alongside Derrick Rose. You know, Derrick Rose is now the man in that lineup. So Quickly's not going to be able to do as much as he did pre-Rose. We'll see. You know, again, it was only four games. You know, we don't...
Yeah.
We can't put too much into that.
All right, Jay, hit the next one.
Okay, this is the last one.
Hi, guys. It's your boy DJ from Germany.
It's your boy,
I have a little predictions for this season. Some predictions. Maybe some of them are a little bit bold, but I would like to hear your thoughts on that. And I'm very excited to hear it on the show tomorrow morning. So my first prediction
DJ,
is...
DJ, don't tell me when you're going to hear
for,
this, all right?
Let me think about... I would go with 47 wins. We will be the sixth seed, and I would be very happy with that.
So then, far, these aren't too bold, DJ.
I think he said bald. He
said Quentin bald. Grimes will have a big role in our rotation. That's maybe a little bit bold, but I think his defense will help. He showed it in the last game, and he's maybe a good little bit shooter. Bold. And I like his handling.
Julius Randle will get a double-double I would go this year.
RJ over Kemba with points per game.
You then, haven't hit me yet, DJ. You haven't hit me with a bold one yet. I like RJ over
then
Kemba.
Then I would
points.
Go
absolutely easily. Easy.
More than three ejections from Tom Thibodeau. That's maybe
more than three bold, ejaculations. The last
one, I was thinking the same
Julius
thing.
Julius Randle will play all 82 regular season games. What are you guys thinking? Let me know. Okay, peace out.
None of these are that bold, DJ. I think the Thibodeau one for me is the boldest. I think he'll get plenty of tees.
Not the Quentin Grimes one?
Probably a half a dozen texts. What, that he'll play a prominent role in the rotation?
Yeah.
I don't think that's that bold.
Come on. What have we seen this preseason that would make you think that that would happen? Without a major injury of some kind.
That Grimes was balling out the last couple of games.
Yeah,
that's what
well,
I saw.
Well, that last quarter, his effectiveness, it's not that far-fetched to think. I don't know what a prominent role in the rotation means. That just means you're coming off the bench most games, I guess. That Quentin Grimes prediction, I believe DJ said it was a little bold, which it's either bold or it's not bold, DJ. Barry, why don't you tell DJ what a bold prediction is? Give us one. Let me think. Jay, get ready.
Okay. I'm trying to think of something. You'll edit all this out, so it'll just sound like Barry had one right away, right?
Of course.
Probably, yeah. I'll give him like 5 seconds of thinking.
Bold prediction. All right. I'll say that the Knicks will be in the top third of the league in offense this year. Points per possession.
Top third of the league, so that's top 10 or
top
so?
Top 10.
It's a little bold. All right, I'm going to say, I don't think this is that bold, but Derrick Rose will win sixth man of the year this year. It's not that bold.
No, it's that's not mine. That bold.
Should I do a bolder one than that?
Well, like an RJ MIP? That's bold.
Oh, yeah. RJ Barrett is going to average 25 points a game this year.
Oh, that's on. Pretty bold.
Craig,
that's
get the fuck out of here.
But it will be the most boring fucking 25 points a game that has ever been scored. And he will still be left off of every fucking list. He will still not be a top 100 player in the NBA.
That's the next snub that's coming for him. Maybe not this year, but next year is he's going to be snubbed for an All-Star game. Like the first year where he legitimately has the stats to get him on the All-Star team, he'll get snubbed.
I mean, is there any player it's that due. You want to see less in an All-Star game than RJ Barrett? As just a fan of other teams?
I don't know where all this hate for RJ is coming from, Craig. I don't know where all this RJ hate is coming from.
From me?
Yeah, from me? You.
I'm just joking. Jay,
you're half joking. He's not so boring. Yeah. He's not.
Compared to the other All-Stars that would be playing. Any Nick, it's like Julius Randle's boring when you watch him in an All-Star game.
Okay, yes. He was probably the most boring
he was
player
fucking
out
boring.
There last
he was.
Year. Sure. I'll give you that.
And RJ Barrett would be worse.
No, because RJ Barrett can throw it down.
Barely.
He's a better dunker than Randall.
He is. Have we seen him really do anything special?
Yeah. He throws it down with power.
Randall in an All-Star game, like all he could do is take some jumpers. You know, it's all he could do. Blandy, what do you got?
Not anymore. He's been working on that handle.
I know.
Are we saying, like, is it something I really believe or am I just throwing something out there that's bold?
I mean, I would say that, like,
bold, it has a chance, a somewhat, like, a, at least.
Yeah, it's okay if, like,
chance.
It's 50-50 in your heart because otherwise it wouldn't be bold.
Mitchell Robinson will play 70 or more games this season.
Wow, whoa. That is fucking bold. Yeah.
That is bold.
But you don't believe that shit. There's no part of you that believes that.
That's no, not at all, but still.
No, I could have fucking one, said though. Mitchell Robinson's going to be like 82 games.
No, even 70 is bold enough, man.
Originally, I was going to say Mitchell Robinson will break a bone within the first month of the season, but then I was like, that's not bold at all. No. That's, you know.
All right, was that all the voicemails?
Yeah, that was all.
All right, y'all hear that music? It is time for the news with Blanderson Hooper, brought to you by Clarkson Avenue Crumb Cake Company, who's changing the crumb cake game.
Are they ever?
Sexy music, Blandy. I'm going to just let you, whenever you get this fucking music playing, there you go, take it over, because I know you've been texting me and Barry, you've been tweeting at Clarkson Avenue this week. You had quite an experience with a little package that they left at your door.
Yeah, as good of an experience as you can have with a little package.
It's not the size of the package, Jay, is it?
No, it is. It's definitely not. It's not the size of the package at all. It's the flavor in that package.
Ooh, yes, it is.
So it all started last week. A friend of mine had gone to a farmer's market and had brought home these little, the little individual ones. There was a peanut butter and jelly, and there was a great pumpkin. And the great pumpkin was spectacular.
Who went to the farmer's market and saw
A friend of mine that I work with. The farmer's market in Huntington, and they're there.
And he knows about them?
What?
Was that random, or he's had it with you?
No,
or?
They've been there before for it.
If you go to the stand at the farmer's market and you mention Hardnick's Life, do you get 23% off your order?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Can I'm we leave sure. them some stickers at the farmer's market? Are they always there?
I don't know if they're there every week, but I mean, they've been there multiple times.
There's some good cross promotion.
We might have to look into that.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just set Blandy up at the farmer's market. Every weekend,
hand out tickets hand out a sticker with every purchase.
Yeah, and you could just try to sell crumb cakes. Like, you'd be great at it. And would you take
that'd be a good bit?
Would you take your payment of just free crumb cake while you're there as that'd be, for your services?
Can we set that up? That would be funny. Can we look into that?
I think we can look into that.
I'd go out there and help him on a Saturday morning.
All right, so what else happened? What else?
This great pumpkin was spectacular, so I ordered my own. And I'm telling you, I mean, I've had a lot of the different flavors, you know, between the s'mores and the regular and peanut butter and jelly and so many. I mean, this was by far the best one I've had. It's insane. The crumbs are spectacular. The cake itself is moist. It was gone in 3 days. But on top of that, they sent me a little special present to try out. And that was this new thing that they're doing. It was toffee covered in milk chocolate and walnuts. And it was, I mean, that's gone too.
You look like
I
you're
ate
smitten.
The whole thing yesterday during the Giant game because I was so bored and I just kept eating it.
Wow.
But
it sound smitten.
This cake.
Doesn't it?
Almost like he's going to talk to his wife, be like, honey, we need to talk. I met this crumb cake.
I'm telling you, if you haven't, if you've been on the fence about whether or not to get one of their crumb cakes, this is the one to get. And with the free shipping and the 23% off, it came out to like $21, and it's supposed to be like $30-something and change. So you
all right, well,
go
you
wrong.
You take that advice, everyone. Go to ClarksonAvCrumb.com, use promo code HardNicksLife for 23% off your order.
Oh, and that cream cheese frosting just oozing out. My goodness.
You
spectacular.
Oh, you're talking about the cake, not you.
Oh, yes. No, not me. I wouldn't bring that up. That's, you know, that's between me and the cake.
Okay. You don't crumb and tell.
No.
Yeah, you do.
That'd be a great tagline for them. All right, here we go. Since the last time we spoke, Kyrie finally came out and explained himself on his Instagram Live for like an hour or so. Kevin Durant said today that he thinks that they'll work everything out. Stephen A. Smith talked about it the other day. I'm just going to play this clip really quickly. It got kind of heated with him and Jay Williams on ESPN.
But I've been covering the NBA now for almost 25 years. I mean, this is some of the stupidest nonsense I've ever seen. Just flat out stupid.
All right.
That was it?
That's it. That's what I got for you.
So
it went on. They got into a big
on?
Argument, but I didn't want to play the whole thing. You know,
so
now there's
whose
talk
side is he? Hold on. Whose side is he on?
He's not on Kyrie's side.
And what was Jay Williams?
Jay Williams was more like trying to defend Kyrie's stance. You know, because Kyrie's whole stance now is that he's the voice for the voiceless, the people that have lost their
jobs. And what does KD think they're going to work out?
I don't know. Adam Silver said the same thing. He's hoping that it could, you know, that they can work things out.
What does that mean, that Kyrie's just going to get the fucking vaccine?
I guess so. That they're hoping that he just breaks down. Ben Simmons was in Philly practicing with the Sixers.
Did you watch those clips?
It's a little weird. It's a little awkward.
What was going on? I didn't see him.
So he's in sweatpants and like a sleeveless hoodie during the practice, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but like his phone's like hanging out of his pocket during the practice. He's going like at half speed. He's like so disinterested. At the end of the practice, and there's all video of this, the end of the practice, the entire team has their hands in for a huddle. Joel Embiid, the entire roster, he's on the outside of that, just like dribbling a basketball, looking around like he can't wait to fucking get out of there.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy.
So after the practice, they asked Tobias Harris about whether or not it was awkward.
The vibe was what it was, right? Like, was it perfect? No. Like, but we're here to do a job, and that's to win basketball games. So we put our big boy pants on, and we get on the floor and do what we do. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
But it was kind of awkward, though, when he came and showed up today.
No. It's perfectly fine. We're grown men here. This is not middle school, seventh grade, eighth grade. Oh, you did this to me. You did this. No, it's all right. As soon as you step on that floor, it's just basketball.
This is a bigger distraction than the Kyrie Irving situation. And the Nets did the right thing by telling Kyrie, look, it's all or nothing. You can't practice with us. You know, it's kind of like out of sight. We're going to be we are until you're ready to join the team. This Ben Simmons thing, it's not going to get worked out. And it's
right.
Just
and Kyrie's
until he's
not
out
around
of there,
the team.
It's a nightmare.
Kyrie's not around the team. He's going to be at practice. He's going to be in the game, you know, on the bus, on the plane, all that kind of stuff. So how's it not going to affect them? Zion Williamson, we talked about him before, is going to miss at minimum the first 2 weeks of the season. No timetable for his return from a broken foot that he suffered in the offseason. So you got that. Did you guys see that Dennis Smith Jr. signed on with the Blazers? Just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
And then today was the last day that rookie scale extensions could be signed. I think there were 24 players that were eligible for extensions going into today. Not all of them signed. Jaren Jackson got $105 million from the Grizzlies. Kevin Huerter got $65 million from the Hawks. Landry Shamet got like $43 million. Bridges over in Phoenix got, I think, $90 million. But the Suns did not sign DeAndre Ayton. He did not sign one. Colin Sexton got nothing. Miles Bridges got nothing in Charlotte. And who else? Marvin Bagley in Sacramento. And then Kevin Knox along with them. So there are a bunch of players who did sign pretty decent amount of money. Oh, Wendell Carter, I think, signed with the Magic for $50 million. But there were a bunch of like big name players that got nothing. Why they'd sign Bridges, the Suns, for $90 million and not find a way to make a deal with DeAndre Ayton, I don't know. But same thing with Colin Sexton. Although I just read somewhere that there, an unnamed GM, I think it was, said that Colin Sexton is just a total asshole and is... teammates hate him. And then last but not least, the Chicago Sky won their first ever WNBA championship yesterday by beating the Phoenix Mercury and Diana Taurasi 80-74 in the WNBA finals. And that's the way the basketball bounces.
That's going to do it for the show today, guys. If you want to reach out to us, it's hardingslife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter @hardingslife, Barry @BarryDworkin, Blandy @BlandyHooper. If you want to call us, you can call us.
That's right. Your name does not have to be Ralph to call. Phone number is 516-33-MESH-1. But we do love getting those Ralph voicemails, so keep them coming, Ralph. 516-33-MESH-1.
If you like what you're hearing, tell a friend to listen. Listen with your wife, your kids. It's all right. Right, guys? Safe content. Go to patreon.com and find out how you can become one of these lucky people to join us live on the podcast. Big game tonight, guys. The Knicks are back. Barry's got this devastated look on his face saying, fuck, you're editing this tomorrow night? Yes.
Exactly.
Big game tonight. We play the Celtics opening night for us. Predictions.
Well, I think we're going to finish ahead of Boston in the standings this year. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to come away with a win because we're not going 82-0. That being said, though, how can I not ride with our Knicks? Give me a Knicks W to start the season. Please.
We cannot lose. We can't lose. We haven't lost
once. I don't want to be under 500 this whole season. And the only way for that to happen is with a win.
Game one. We got a 4-game winning streak right now. We're going to make it 5. All
right? As of right now, they don't know if Jaylen Brown or Al Horford are going to play. They're still in the protocols for COVID. So they may not even be on the floor for the Celtics.
Well, that's good.
Which obviously is a big positive for us if neither of them get to play. I mean, you still got to deal with Tatum, but...
Who gets the start at center?
Mitch.
You don't think Taj?
I know we did the other day, but I'm going to go Mitch.
Me too. I'm going Mitch. Are you guys fucking pumped or what? Blandy, are you excited?
I'm excited.
This is opening night!
I'm going to miss the beginning of the game, but I'm excited.
DVR it, bro.
I know.
But then you catch up live. It's all good.
What are you missing?
I got to miss the... I'm going to miss tip-off because my son's got baseball. That won't end around 8.
Who watches this shit live? I can't watch these games live.
Me neither.
I'll be starting the game at like fucking 9:30 at night.
I like to watch my sporting events live.
Will Quentin Grimes be part of the rotation on opening night?
No.
Will Evan Fournier score more than 12 points? Former Celtic.
No. I love these rapid fire questions though, Craig.
I mean, he struggled in the preseason, but
maybe when they're in Boston he'll go off. I can see that, those revenge games back in your hometown.
Will Kemba score 20 plus points?
No way.
I'm going
oh
yes.
Well, you know what, hold on. Yes, I'm gonna say yes.
There you go.
First regular season game at the Garden. He's been waiting for this his entire fucking life. Yes, Craig. Now I got something. Yes.
There we go.
Kemba plus 20. 20 plus. Yes.
No. I think if one of them is going to go off, either him or Rose, it's going to be Rose, not him.
No, it's going to be a magical
Jay's
night for
down.
Kemba.
Jay's down big time on Kemba. Big time.
No, I'm not down. I don't see it happening. First game with the team, I don't see it.
Yes. He's going to rise to the opportunity. This is going to be a magical moment. Yes, Craig. Now I'm pumped.
There you go. See, something to look forward to. Kemba's scoring over 20. Former team at the Garden.
More questions. So at the end of this, we could go down the list and say, see how many we got right.
Julius Randle, triple-double?
No.
Yes.
Double-double, though, yes.
Double-double?
Yes.
RJ Barrett, 20 points?
No.
RJ Barrett, boring or exciting?
Boring.
Exciting.
Boring.
All right, guys, enjoy the fucking game.
Love you guys.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. Blady, that was the most excitement I've heard out of you all show.
It's going to be fun.
All right, until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.